Valentine's Day. It is Joe McKenzie here on Radio Now, and of course, we've dipped our toes into the love game before, and I think it's worked out, like, what, 50% of the time?
I don't even know if it's worked out 50.
It's worked out at least once, I think.
Yes, once.
I know
there was an engagement, but that ended.
Yeah, well, but I've married a couple of people at White Castle, and they're still together.
That's
so
true.
I would say that's better than 50%. The reason we bring that up is we got a direct message, and that's probably the easiest way nowadays to contact. I feel like everybody likes to do stuff on the DMs. So hit us up on Instagram. It is Joe and McKenzie if you follow us. If not, get on that. Well, we got a DM from a girl named Jess, and Porkchop's actually on the phone right now with her girlfriend. And I don't know how I feel about doing this necessarily, but I feel like...
So why don't you tell them what Jess asked us to do and the conversation we had about it.
Two things for the record. I'm not a fan of what we're about to do. And also, the girlfriend didn't answer, so I'm going to go ahead and try to call her again.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk. Keep on trying to get a hold of her. Otherwise, we can't really do this if we don't have her on the phone.
Jess basically DM'd us and said that her girlfriend, Whitney, is a huge fan of our show. She loves it. She talks about it all the time. And Jess has just felt that their relationship has expired. So Jess wants to break up with her, but she doesn't know how to do it. She doesn't know the right words. She still wants them to be friends. So she has decided to come to us and has asked us to break up with her girlfriend, Whitney, for her. Initially reading this message, we were like, absolutely not. We're not going to do this. We're not getting it involved. But then we talked about it. We're like, well, you know what? If you were going to be broken up with, it coming from people that you really liked and you listen to every day, it might make it easier. It might soften the blow.
Chaps, why are you shaking your head?
Valentine's Day. So we're like, you know what? This actually might be better for us to do it than her girlfriend because she likes us so much. So it might be like a catch 22, a bad thing, but then also with a really good thing. She gets to come on our show and talk to us.
So you, but Chaps, like, does that not make sense what Liz said? Of course, we don't want to do this. Like, breaking up is never going to be like, oh, thank you guys. But I think when you get something or bad news in general in life from somebody that you love, care about, know, it's better than from a stranger. Do you see that angle? Because you don't think we should be doing this.
Yeah, I see that angle.
Like, if I were to get bad news, but Justin Bieber was the one to deliver it to me, I'm not saying we're Justin Bieber. Obviously,
we're close.
But, like, someone I really like, or my, you know, my favorite social media influencer, like, if they were the one to break it to me, I would be like, well, I mean, it's not that bad because, like, they broke it to me. You get what I'm saying? I feel like it softens the blow.
All right, hey, go try to get her girlfriend on one more time, okay?
All right, give me like 15 more seconds.
If you do, just give me a thumbs up if you have it, because otherwise we can't really continue on if we don't have Jess's girl on.
Joe, do you want to like lead in once he does get her on air? You'll just be like, hi, her name's Whitney.
But this is not a joke. I think we just have to kindly break to her as friends, because that's what I feel like people are that listen to the show. I feel like you are our friends.
Right, exactly. We're like a one big giant family.
All right, hold on a sec. What?
All right, it was just ringing. I think she's just about to answer, so answer quick.
Hey, good morning, Joe and McKenzie. Is this Whitney?
Oh, my God. Yes. Hi. I love you guys. What's up? Oh, my God.
I heard from a very special someone. You might know her as Jess. She said that you're a big fan of Joe McKenzie.
I am.
Hi, Whitney.
Hi, good morning. How are you guys doing? Oh, my God, I love you guys. I listen to you all the time, pretty much, every day.
Well, right. We love you.
Well, I'm sorry Mackenzie's out sick today. Obviously, just me and Liv and Porkchop doing our thing. So we don't have the full show to tell you this, but we had some news that your girlfriend, you know, wanted us to tell you. So I don't know, Liv, would you like to tell her?
Yeah, so Whitney, we love you. We think you're great. You know, if you're a listener of the show, then clearly you're an intelligent woman. But your girlfriend Jess contacted us and she said that things haven't been going so great for you two lately. And you know that she has no bad feelings towards you, no malice, but she just feels like your relationship has kind of come to its expiration. So
Are you guys joking? This is a prank?
No.
This is not a prank, no. Why don't you continue on, Liv?
It's not a prank, but just know that when one door closes, another one opens, right? So maybe your relationship with Jess is coming to a close. And she thought it would be best for us to tell you, maybe to just soften the blow But what's really great is that there's a whole sea of fish out there. And, you know, maybe this is ending for a reason. And maybe you can't see that reason right now. But in the future, it really will show you why.
Wait, you guys are messing with me, right? Cat's out of the bag. This is a prank, right?
No, unfortunately, and this is an awkward thing. Chaps didn't want to do this, but I just...
No, I'm going to go call her.
Wait,
no.
Whitney,
what the hell? No.
Whitney, we're not joking. This is real, but, we love you, and we want you to be happy, and you might be happier.
No, I'm going to go call her. I'm going to go call her.
Okay, well, that was... Are you there? Hello?
Okay, that did not go at all how I thought it was going to. I thought she was going to be like, well, thank you so much. Like, that is so sweet.
Should I try to call her back?
No, I don't think so.
Should I try to call Jess? What was her girlfriend's name? Jess?
Jess. Oh, my gosh. People are like, my heart breaks for her. I can't believe for this girl to do it on Valentine's Day. Ooh, this is awkward. But I feel like... We softened the blow a little bit. We might have made it a little bit better.
Well, I can't say that I didn't tell you so.
I thought this would go a lot differently. I feel like she's never going to listen to our show ever again now.
No, maybe not the best idea.
Okay, maybe everyone tweet at us and we'll retweet it so Whitney can see all the love we have for her. Whitney, our hearts go out to you. I'm sorry.
You know what, though? This situation does bring up an interesting question, and I feel so bad about that, but should you actually break up with someone before Valentine's Day? Or just before any kind of a big holiday, but especially now. That was a rough thing to do. I feel kind of awkward about
it. Should she have just waited until next week?
Well, no, but that's the thing, though. Should she have waited, or is it good that she did it right there? 833-563-2539. I want to get your thoughts on that. I already know pork chops.
She probably missed her opportunity a week ago.
Yeah, I mean, do it earlier than later.
Maybe she wasn't sure.
All right, we'll talk to you next. It's Joe McKenzie.